And you've mentioned that you work with hepatitis C, but there are various strains. Should I say, is it strains the correct word? There are various types.
Yeah.
Could you tell me a little bit about the others?
Yeah, there are five main strains of the hepatitis virus, which is hepatitis A, B, C, D, and E. So the most common are hepatitis B and C, and B have a vaccine, but there's no treatment. C does not have vaccine, there is no vaccine for hepatitis C, but there is a treatment, yeah. You can get treatment. So basically for Hep C, because the first generation belongs to the South Asian countries, they born there, they got treatment there, so they are still going back and forth to countries. That's why they are on risk for hepatitis, because the dental treatment, medical treatment is cheaper there, and that's why they are going there and getting these treatment. So now NHS is suggesting that if these people are going back and forth, and they are putting them some on risk, so we need to engage these peoples and test them, because they might get a virus. And the second thing, as I mentioned earlier, our first generation born there and treated there, so this virus is a silent killer, and it's take 20 year, 30 year to damage your liver. So people usually don't know whether they have a virus or not until it's too late. So that's why we need to go into communities, we need to work with religious leaders, community leaders, political leaders, to organize these type of awareness events, and then offer them free testing, so that we would be able to achieve our target. I would add